Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about hygiene in Chinese. We have Nadia Okamoto. She is the founder and executive director of Period. Hi, Nadia, 你好。
你好。
Alright, we talk about hygiene. I know your work emphasizes female hygiene.
Yes.
Can you share with us?
Yeah, so I run Period, which is a youth-run organization that provides and celebrates menstrual hygiene through service, education, and advocacy, through distributing products globally for women and girls and transgender men to help maintain their periods. But we've also registered about 67 campus chapters at universities and high schools who are helping us push forward that mission as well.
Mm-hmm. And how did you first come to contact with the homeless women?
Yeah, so my family experienced living without a home of our own my freshman and sophomore year, and that was a time when I was really thinking about privilege, really thinking about the importance of service and reconciling the privilege that you have, and connecting with women in much worse living situations than I was.
Right, okay. Hygiene is an important matter, and you can see that in the WEF, for example, the Global Economic Forum, or in some other big conferences with the heads of states. They all talk about the public hygiene and talk about healthcare. So this is a very important matter. Let's learn how to say that in Chinese. The way to say hygiene in Chinese, we say 卫生. Wei is the first character, it's the fourth tone. So we go down, Wei. And that means to defend, to protect. So, wei. And then, sheng, it's the second character. That means to give birth, to start with. And later on, the character evolved into, like, life.
Word.
And evolved into something like the raw fish you eat, mm-hmm. something raw. Okay. So, sheng is a very interesting character. It's very useful as well. In Chinese book, we drew the character with a chick coming out from the shell, the eggshell. And that shows the motion.
Yeah.
But in fact, the character originally is actually a little bud coming out from the soil to become a plant.
Mm.
And then when we think about how to draw the character, of course, if we can draw a bud, people will say, hey, that's a bud. It doesn't show life. So we wanted to show it's a work in progress. And then so we decided to have a chick coming out, and it's really cute. And this character is super useful. For example, if you add the day behind birth, then you have the birthday. And then you add one, number one, yi, then yi sheng, then that means someone's life.
Isn't birthday shengzi?
Shengzi. Yeah,
okay.
Birthday is shengzi.
I remember on my birthday when I was girl, it was like, 你的生日快乐.
That's it. 生日快乐. So, 卫生 is the same character.
Okay,
生,
awesome.
Yeah, 生日一生卫生. Now we know the combination of 卫 and 生 is hygiene, and it's very literal, to defend and to protect someone's life. And that's very in line with Chinese philosophy, because if you know, in ancient Chinese medicine, people actually focus on prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Than intervention. So instead of waiting for someone who is too ill, too sick, to be cured, then we actually try to prevent from illness happening.
In the first place, yeah.
In the first place. So 卫生, hygiene, is very topical. And what you're doing is exactly on the prevention side.
Absolutely.
Can you share more with us about how effective is your method and your approach?
Mm-hmm. We combat this in two levels, right? So immediately we give people who can't afford them menstrual products,
mm-hmm.
so that they can immediately have something to turn to, and they can immediately be 100% capable and taking full advantage of any opportunities that are coming their way. On a longer term level, we're actually working in the field of policy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to launch a policy program that's going to fight for menstrual equity on a much more systemic and sustainable level. So, you know, working to repeal the sales tax that currently exists in 37 mm-hmm. states here on menstrual products because they're considered a luxury item, or, you know, working so that food stamps and other WIC programs cover menstrual products because right now they're considered a luxury item and they really shouldn't be because it's a necessity. And so we work at this at two different levels, really, like distributing immediately and then also fighting for menstrual equity on a very systemic level. And we distribute a lot of sustainable products, mm-hmm. as well, like reusable pads, reusable menstrual cups,
mm-hmm.
so that we don't have to be revisiting the same people over and over again.
Right, cool. And then 卫生 is also a very useful word once you know it. And you know, to learn Chinese is just like building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know a few, you put it together. So that's extend 卫生.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to say the hygiene product, for example, we can say the tissue paper, 卫生纸 is the same, hygiene, and 纸 is paper. It's a third tone, 纸, and paper is generic term, so you can know, oh yeah, the paper you write, or the paper, tissue paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, or kitchen towels, paper. 卫生纸.
Mm-hmm. 卫生纸.
Yeah.
And how then, do you say the period products?
Oh,
like
right.
Tampons. And...
I'm going to teach you
perfect.
Now. Okay. To say tampon, we say the 卫生棉条.
卫生棉条.
Yeah, 卫生棉条.
卫生棉条.
Yeah, 棉 is a cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And 条, anything looks the shape with a stick.
Yeah.
So 棉条.
棉条.
卫生棉条.
卫生棉条.
And to say the pad, we say 卫生棉.
卫生棉.
Yeah, just 棉 is cotton.
Okay.
And then cotton, so the cotton, hygiene cotton. It's all very logical.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's recap. To say hygiene, 卫生.
卫生.
To say tissue paper, toilet paper, 卫生纸.
卫生纸.
To say the sanitary towels, the pad, we said 卫生棉.
卫生棉.
Tampon, 卫生棉条.
卫生棉条. All
right, let me test you.
Oh no.
Let's have fun. Come on. How to say tampon?
卫生棉条.
You got it. And how to say the sanitary pad?
Oh, 卫生棉.
卫生棉, perfect. How to say toilet paper?
Oh, 卫生 paper.
卫生纸.
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 Perfect.
Okay, so thank you, Nadia, for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoy this episode. We talk about something, don't be shy, it is so important, about hygiene, 卫生. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And don't forget to visit talk.chinesey.com. We have a lot of more learning material out there, and you can download the worksheet, you can listen to the recap, and save the word. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Nadia.
再见.